Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Sunday afternoon football, 105 bounce from Adelaide Oval. It is the Cats and the Crows. Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Mark Neal to bring you all the action. We've ticked over into Before the Bounce. Thanks to the Ponds and Nolan Hotels and Team Thai Power, the Ponds, with tasty takeaway meals available for dinner 4 till 8 every night. Check them out on the Colac Road at Warn Ponds. But lucky enough to be joined by a man who'd love to be playing this afternoon, but he's been listed as injured, and we might be able to dig a little bit deeper into what the injury is. I do speak of, for Prestige Jayco, Zach Tui. Zach Kingy, Benny Casson, Nealty in the K-Rock Hub. Can you let our listeners know what the injury is that's kept you out of this afternoon's clash between the Crows and your wonderful Geelong Football Club?
Yeah, g'day guys. It's old age is the injury. Obviously with the short turnaround over the last couple of weeks, my knee's just blown up a small bit. So my hand was forced a little bit because, it had gotten quite a bit of fluid in there. So we just needed to give it a rest sooner or later. And I got through the tight turnarounds, but this was probably a stretch too far.
Yeah. Had it been pre-planned that you'd get a break at some stage, Zach, now that the number three's in front of your age?
Not by me, it certainly hadn't. I'd intended to play every game like I always do, but the reality was with the flight as well, it just made sense to give it a break and try and set myself for a really good look at the end of the year, because like I said, I was 5 games in 19 days, so it was a bit of a challenge, but it's all good. No long-term worries, just needed a break.
Can you give us a sense of the mood in the camp, considering what's happened over, especially, I suppose, the last sort of 14, 15 days with wins over North Melbourne comfortably and then putting away Port Adelaide and St Kilda? Has it changed? Did it adjust the focus of the group in terms of what you could do, where you go from being, oh, we think we can contend and have a crack later in the year, to, gee, actually, we're legitimately up to our necks?
No, not really. We certainly felt we could compete at the very top end for a few years now. And obviously this is a strange season, and it was always going to be the case that the team or clubs who could deal with the challenges put in front of them the best were probably going to get best results on field. And we've got some really quality people pulling the strings with regards to how we're handling this time. So, we were pretty confident that if we played anywhere near our best, we'd be able to compete.
Zach, thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Where are you? Are you in Queensland, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm still in Queensland, yep.
You stay. How is the how's the Irish pale blue complexion going there with the sun just beating down on your torso?
I reckon I've got a lovely, nice mahogany hue to me at the minute. at least that's how I'm perceiving it. I've been told it looks still quite pasty, but it's better than the rain, I can tell you.
Yeah, it's been like beach weather in Ireland down here. It's been 12 and been raining sideways. Animals have been pairing up for the last 2 days down here, so you're missing absolutely nothing.
Sounds like my type of conditions.
Yes, you would. In fact, you need a boiler suit and a balaclava on down here, Billy Connolly sort of style. I know you're out of contract at the end of the year.
I am this year, yeah.
And you're playing a new role. You know that you should be asking for more money now that you're playing sort of forward or centre. That's got to be at least an extra 2 zeros on the contract you'd be looking for, I would have thought.
That'll take me up to 20 grand a year. That'd be nice. I must admit, I've really enjoyed the change of role. And it's come at, well, it's always a good time to have a bit of a change, but been a career defender. It's nice to view the game from a slightly different angle, and hopefully, Wellesley and Scotty and those types, I think, have earned another year or two.
Yeah, no doubt. From your eyes, I mean, we watch the games and then we crap on about what's going well and what's not, and you're out there and you're with the players. From your perspective, what's going really well for the team at the moment?
Yeah, it's kind of a good question. I mean, when any team wins, they'll probably tell you to say things like, you know, we're playing the way we'd like to play and playing our game style and all that. Honestly, sometimes things just seem to click, and we've gotten more things right than we've gotten wrong in the last few weeks. Now, that can turn quickly because that's the nature of the game. But off the back of a few weeks of consistently, you know, setting up the way we set up when it's up on the whiteboard and not allowing teams to play to their strengths, confidence has kind of grown. And I'm not sure exactly what it is. We flipped the magnets a bit and the players who've come in have done a good job, and the few changes we've made to positional players has seemed to work. So I'm not asking too many questions, because whatever it is, it seems to be working at the minute.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, on the Ballarine Highway at Newcombe, speaking with sideline cat Zach Toohey. He's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Zach, thanks for joining us. Mate, you mentioned before about the condensed season and how funny it's been, and you've been playing games on, you know, 3 days break, 4 days break. The group's had 9 days between the last time you played and today. It must have felt like 3 weeks. Can you let our listeners know how the group has actually handled that, what now is seen as an extended break?
Yeah, it felt a bit like a bye or an off-season, to be honest, given how short it'd been prior. The longer break just gives you, obviously, a little bit of extra time to recover, which is really beneficial. But it also allowed us to have something resembling a proper training session. It was really hard to train when you've only got 4 days between games. In fact, you couldn't train. Let's be honest, it was all about recovery. And in theory, we're better rested and better prepared than we were going into the previous few games. But it's kind of, there's no time to rest when you're in a hub with the entire team. It's just kind of constant footy. So it has been nice, but just a bit more recovery.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That was quite in depth and really good for our listeners to hear. Another one that is, I think, quite intriguing for all of us, including the people that ring into us and then get a hold of Benny Cass's Twitter. With all the players at the moment coming out of a side, and in brackets beside their name it says managed, a lot of our listeners are asking, well, what type of discussion is that between player and coach, or is it between player, coach and medical staff? And as part of that discussion, does someone say to you, oh, well, look, you know, whatever you said before, you've got an old father time injury, we'll manage you this week, but you're definitely back in next week. Is that how it works, or could you explain that to us, please?
Yeah, it's risky reward. It's players, medical staff and coaching coming together and saying, well, so much of injury now is injury prevention, and you can sometimes read the cues for players who've had previous injuries. For example, if my knee starts getting a little bit of fluid, which it hasn't gotten in months and months, and it's a pretty sure sign that maybe now is a good time to try and get on top of it before it blows up too much. Likewise, if an older player is getting aches and pains that maybe they haven't had before, that's clearly your body trying to tell you something. So ideally, you'd love to have the same team and never have to make any changes right throughout the year. But kind of common sense dictates that it's a long season, even though it's, you know, short. It's still a long season, and the best decisions for the team is, unfortunately, from the player's point of view, is sometimes for that player to not play 1 week to potentially save two or three. So,
Zach, what have you loved and what have you hated about the hub?
Oh, look, it's been awesome. Like, we've been looked after really well, and the AFL's done an incredible job just getting the season away. It's a lot of time with blokes that maybe outside the club you wouldn't have the opportunity to spend time with, so that's been good, particularly the younger boys. I've enjoyed that, and the biggest challenge for me is fairly obvious. I've got two kids and a fiance still at home, who I miss a lot. And like I said, there's much more good than bad right now, but that has been a challenge for me.
We've heard there's been some stories down this way caused a bit of a stir about players, not from the Cats, but from some clubs requesting bizarre things in their hub. Is there any truth to the rumour that you wanted a full bronze statue of Conor McGregor put in your room and you tried to build the AFL for it?
Definitely not McGregor. He's a long way down the list of statues I'd be asking for.
Who would you put on there?
Surely Jurgen Klopp would be number one right now, Zach, with Liverpool.
Yeah, he's much higher up the list than McGregor.
Clippity!
I'd like to get a bust of myself, but I'm not sure I'd get that one over the line.
And that mo you're running with, is it? Do you put some sort of imported Peruvian oil through that, or how? It's a real sea lion sort of look.
Yeah, it's interesting. To be honest, I've said this already. Everything about my face has just kind of happened. Really, not much forethought at all. So this is just the result of probably boredom I don't know if it's good or bad, but it is what it is.
Could you still get a gig as a body double on Peaky Blinders?
Oh, I'd love that. I would love that. If nothing else, just for the three-piece suit.
Which you rocked, you and Reece Stanley at a Wacky Wednesday a couple of years ago, looked outstanding. Yep. Hey, Zach, before we let you go, can I just touch back on, Ben mentioned you're out of contract. Have discussions started with the club in any way, shape or form?
Yeah, they have. Obviously, again, the nature of this year is that contracts haven't been able to get done for a long time, and we're now able. So I feel pretty confident something's going to happen. I feel like my body's up to the task of playing league football for another few years, and I think the club think that as well. So we're just deciding whether it's going to be 1.1 or 900, but hopefully it gets done soon.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You got to get that statue if it's 900.
Oh, that's gold. Zach, great to talk to you. Disappointed we're not seeing you running around this afternoon on Adelaide Oval, but the next best thing is we got to talk to you, which is fantastic. It's always a pleasure to talk footy with you. We love your refreshing view on the game and also your openness as well, and K-Rock listeners appreciate it as well. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you back in Geelong, hopefully with a Premiership Cup in around 8 weeks' time.
Hope so, fellas. Thanks for the chat.
Zach Tuohy joining us there for Prestige Jayco and
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.